another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon along with Steve Bakken. Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550. Emails welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and get all of those locations. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter if you go to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Today on the program, Senator John Hoeven will join us in this first hour a little later on in the program. Talk about a number of things that he's been in the middle of, including that immigration bill that's caused a lot of consternation among our listeners. We'll talk a little bit about that and the farm bill and some other issues with Senator Hoeven. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, the talk radio town hall every Wednesday, where he's giving us the word from Washington, taking your calls, questions, comments, farm bill for him as well. So a lot of things to cover today on the program, a lot of guests. And we're also going to chat with the National Weather Service about a crazy weather night again last night. So much weather. You said you saw the lightning in Fargo from Bismarck last night.
It was amazing. Tuesday is my softball day. So I get done with softball, went home, took the dogs for a little walk, got back, had to go run an errand, came as I'm driving back, and this is about 12, yeah, about midnight or so. I'm looking off to the east, and I could see this lightning off in the dark. I'm like, oh, wow, there's a storm pretty close. So I pull up the radar on my phone. From Bismarck, it was the storm that was over Fargo. If that tells you what the tops on those thunderheads were. Incredible strike. And it was a lightning show. And you could see the storm in Fargo from Bismarck.
And by the way, there are streets flooded today in Bismarck. There is water restrictions in Fargo. I said in Bismarck. In Fargo,
Ours was Saturday, and not nearly as bad, fortunately.
Yeah, there are a number of different intersections that are impacted right now, and water restrictions until noon today, and dikes being built downtown Fargo. And my gosh, it's just been one of those. And get a load of this. Wolverton, Minnesota, which would be just south of Moorhead, 9 inches of rain reported. Airport in Fargo, about 4. Across the river in Moorhead, Oak Fork Township, about over 6. So there were, some torrential downpours in a very short period of time, which obviously overwhelmed some of the infrastructure and streets and whatnot. So,
well, we had flooding with an inch and a half in a half hour here in Bismarck on Saturday night in Bismarck and Mandan, and I thought that was bad. It wasn't much longer of a time frame that the Fargo area had, and they had considerably more rain.
4 to 6 inches in most of the city areas of Fargo last night, so a busy weather night. As we mentioned, Senator Hoeven will be here later on this hour. Welcome your calls, questions, comments for him. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. So in the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. And Jan in Devil's Lake is waiting to weigh in already before even Steve and I throw out what's on our mind. And we always
we're not important.
We're more interested in what you have on your mind. Jan, go ahead.
Good morning. I appreciated the story about George Washington and his protection during battle. I had heard that story before, and I think it's a wonderful story. I also appreciated what the bishop said about the importance of prayer and his duties. And it reminded me of a book. It's called Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection. Are you familiar with that?
You bet.
It's just a wonderful book. It is given out. You cannot charge anyone for it, but it has just wonderful stories of protection. And in particular, on page 226, there's one that was given during the Iraqi freedom. But many stories of just miraculous protection, and our soldiers are given this book on a regular basis, is what I understand, and many of them talk in this book and the testimonies of how they prayed that psalm and how God miraculously protected them. So I'd encourage your listening audience, if they can get a hold of this book, it's given away free, so I do have one number of one person that has been doing that if someone is interested. So I just wanted to let you know. Thank you.
And Jan, before you go, what's the book's name? I was familiar with Psalm 91, but not the book you're talking about.
It's Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection. And it's written by Peggy Joyce Ruth and Angela Ruth Shum, S-C-H-U-M. And there's a foreword by Lieutenant Kerry Cash. He's
gotcha.
An Iraqi.
And we should quickly explain, Jan obviously heard some programming on our flag stations that was not on all of the stations that are on now. So two things. One, an interview with the new bishop of Fargo Diocese, Bishop John Fulda. You know, Bishop David Kagan had been acting administrator for Fargo. And, of course, in addition to his role as the bishop in the Bismarck Diocese for the last year or so, about 11 months, and now there's a new bishop in Fargo, and so we interviewed him. And also had a story in one of our Freedom Minute segments talking about the bulletproof George Washington. It's a story about a battle that George Washington was in which he was outnumbered badly, but an Indian chief years later came back and said, hey, you have some extraordinary powers because we put the best of the best up against you, and all of the bullets went around you. And it's a story that was told in schools as part of the history lessons for years, but then has been extracted out of schools in the name of separation of church and state. So that's what Jan's talking about. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the tip on the book. Who's next there, Steve?
John in Ray. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to correct Scott a little on something he was saying yesterday. He said that we had to pass that amendment because we got to get a little something of what we want because the Democrats got the votes to pass it. And that's true. They do. But they don't have 60 votes. And if you would have had principled leadership with some guts, you could have said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that all the things that are law now for border security are done before we even think about a pathway to citizenship. And if you don't do that, this isn't coming through the Senate because they're not going to vote for cloture. You're not going to get the 60 votes on this. They could have done that, but they didn't do that. They didn't even put up a fight, the Republican Party. And you're talking about George Washington now, and I got to think that if he saw what was happening to this country and he was the leader of the Republican Party, he wouldn't have just done what Mitch McConnell, well, go ahead, we'll vote for cloture and then we'll try and figure out what we're going to do now.
Yeah. And just to my only point was to say, I think what was added by Senator Hoven and a handful of Republicans, Marco Rubio and others, are things that we agree on, John, right, that we want in there. Your point is by putting them in there, it gets more votes and now makes it more likely to pass. By the way, Paul Ryan said today the House won't even take this up, so it might be a moot point. We'll ask Senator Hoven about all that, but appreciate your call very much. A little breaking news, by the way, out of the Supreme Court today. They say that legally married same-sex couples should get the same federal benefits as heterosexual couples. The court invalidating a provision of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act that prevented married gay couples from receiving a range of tax, health, and retirement benefits that are generally available to married people, as would be a surprise to no one. I'm sure the vote was 5-4. So a little bit of a close one there. Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for himself in the court's liberals, finds that the 1996 law is unconstitutional, violates basic due process and equal protection principles applicable to the federal government. The majority opinion also criticized DOMA as an intrusion on states' traditional roles defining marriage. There's an interesting one. Let the states go. I'm a Tenth Amendment guy myself. Leave these things up to the states. Feds, stay out of it, for crying out loud. All right, so just wanted to pass along that breaking news. Should we get one more call in here before the break?
Yeah, one more. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Karen in North Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yes, I want to switch to Kevin Kramer, who I saw explaining about the farm bill, oh, maybe a week ago on Point of View, Channel 4, 6:30. And I'm requesting that they go ahead and set up the farm bill however the Republicans want in order to get enough votes, whether there's any Democratic votes or not, so that it can be joined with the Senate bill, even though Kevin Craver said it might end up being a ridiculous bill that the House passes and too harsh a bill. It's not the final product. And that way it can get done. I mean,
so we need a farm bill, Karen. Bottom line, we need a farm bill. Just get it done, right?
Right. And even if it isn't even what Kevin Kramer exactly wants that they get passed, just say to the Senate, this is the only way we could get it passed. Now let's do a farm bill.
I think you and Kevin are in agreement on that point, Karen, and he's going to join us next hour, so we certainly will tackle that topic. But he voted for the final product, right, even though it didn't have exactly everything he wanted in it. So I think he's with you on that. I think the problem on the farm bill is not Kevin Cramer. It needs to get to committee.
They need to hash it out.
It's not even Republican leadership. John Boehner, Eric Cantor, ultimately we're in favor of that. It's a handful of other Republicans. Paul Ryan, by the way, one of them who will join us on Friday on the program to talk about that very topic. And we're live from Medora. But we'll pass that along, Karen. Thanks for the call. Take a break. Senator John Hoeven takes your calls when we come back.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken. This is What's on Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, along with Scott Hannon. And, Scott, we didn't get to what's on your mind and on my mind yet today.
Well, you start. What's on your mind, Steve?
This war on coal. I had an opportunity to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer yesterday a little bit during Energy Matters. And to me, this is a slap in the face for the state of North Dakota, a downright slap. You know, we've got the federal government, and the one thing I'm sick and tired of the federal government is everything is a one-size-fits-all. It doesn't matter if it's the EPA, doesn't matter if it's the Corps of Engineers, everything is a blanket. North Dakota does not fit under a blanket. There's no blanket North Dakota fits under. We're unique. We're leading the country in energy. We're leading the country in economy. We're leading the country in lack of unemployment. We're leading the country in agriculture. We're leading the country in so many things. You can't pigeonhole us into a hole. You can't throw a blanket over and say, yep, that what works in another state works in North Dakota. Coal is a great example. The temperatures, the climate control, the things that this administration is drumbeating about and circumventing Congress in the process of doing it about clean air. Wrong. If you go to Los Angeles in the summer, you know what dirty air is. If you go to Salt Lake City when they have the inversion, or Denver, a valley community, when they have the inversion with the temperature, you know what smog is. We don't have that here. In fact, Oliver and Mercer County just had A-plus ratings by the American Lung Association. It doesn't get any cleaner than that, Scott. And we have a president that is attacking the coal industry under the guise of an energy policy, or lack thereof energy policy, that says, quote, it's all of the above. We're going to take them all. And then you're hamstringing one of the biggest components to energy. The environmentalists that are attacking the coal industry are also the same people that don't like nuclear energy and other sources. I personally like being able to afford to flip a light switch. I don't know about you, but it's bad enough having to struggle to put gas in my car. But if I can't flip a light switch on because we've got such cheap electricity because of coal, and so many great jobs in the state of North Dakota because of coal, and Montana's the same way, and Wyoming, and Colorado, we've got such a great coal industry in this country, especially in the western states. We get it right.
Yeah, well,
we get it right. We're doing it right.
My take is there's not a lot new in what the president said. He's always had a war on coal. I guess he's, after the election, free now to be even a little more forceful. Maybe Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer ought to invite him here and breathe some of our air that coexists with these coal-fired plants and do just fine. Senator Hovind's on right now, however, so let's get to the guest of the hour. Senator, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you and Steve.
Morning, Senator.
Steve was just lamenting the president's climate change speech, so maybe we can start there before we get into immigration. What was your reaction to the speech? Is there anything new here that worries you?
Well, again, he's on the wrong track, and obviously he has been, but he continues. You know, we keep pushing back, and we'll continue to do that. But North Dakota's got the right approach, and that's creating an environment where you encourage investment. That investment drives the development and deployment of new technologies. The new technologies produce more energy and with better environmental stewardship. And we do it from all types of energy. And that's the key to growing our economy, to job creation, to energy security and independence for this country. That's the right approach. And the president continues down the wrong path where taxes, more regulation, big government, and picking winners and losers. And it doesn't work.
Senator, he's picking winners and losers and circumventing Congress at the same time. So how do we have a recourse in this?
Well, Congress will push back. I think in terms of what he was proposing yesterday, we'll be able to push back. I don't think he'll get any of this legislatively. The challenge for us is what he tries to do through regulation. And, that's the tougher part to get at. So I think, we'll be able to push back legislatively, and he won't be able to do some of these things, which would be counterproductive. The challenge is going to be to try to prevent some of this over-regulation that he continues to add to and expand. We can use the Congressional Review Act to strike down some of that, but that's perhaps the tougher part.
Some folks are interpreting his comments on the Keystone XL oil pipeline is that he's hinting that that approval is coming because of the standard he mentioned about the State Department saying it's carbon neutral has already been decided. Did you take those comments as favorable? Is he hinting at approval here, or is it more the same in the way of a delay?
Scott, I think your analysis is right. We've put a lot of pressure on him now because the last, when I brought the amendment up in the Senate earlier this year, we got 62 votes for approval of Keystone, and that shows that if he turns it down, that we you know, I think now again he'd lobby against it, but I think we have the support in Congress to approve it congressionally. And so I think that's put a lot of pressure on him now, and so I think you could be right here. What we see happen is that in August, when Congress is in recess and back in the states, that he'll make a decision, and I think now he may approve it. We'll see.
One quick question on the carbon neutral side of the Keystone XL pipeline. For those listeners that don't know, what does that mean, being carbon neutral? It can get built if it's not, or if it is carbon neutral. What does that mean in the big picture of things?
Yeah. See, the pipeline itself actually reduces carbon emissions because you don't have to move the oil that it would carry by train or truck, okay, which or send it to China in tankers. And, of course, all of those sources emit CO2. So the pipeline actually reduces the emissions. So unless you go back and somehow assume that the Canadian oil sands wouldn't be produced if there wasn't a Keystone pipeline, then you can't say the pipeline increases emissions when it actually reduces emissions. And the fact is this. The issue isn't whether that oil is going to be produced. The issue is whether it's going to come to the United States so we don't have to import oil from the Middle East, or whether it's going to go to China. And so the pipeline itself, like I say, doesn't increase emissions. It reduces them. EPA had to acknowledge that. I mean, we've been on them, sorry, they did have to acknowledge that in their environmental impact statement. So unless they now try to run some kind of finesse and change it, it's going to be hard for him to turn it down on that basis.
Senator John,
that's
that was
what,
our
that's
guest.
What I'm saying is we're kind of painting him into that corner and putting pressure on him to approve it.
We're going to take a break here shortly and come back and talk more about immigration reform, but you've obviously been in the middle of that very heated debate. Tell us why. Tell us why you're taking the position you're taking on the changes for the immigration proposal that give it better chances in the Senate of passing.
Because I believe we have to secure the border. I mean, if you look at what I've tried to do, the amendment I've worked on, it is all about securing the border first. That's what I believe Americans want. That's what I'm trying to do.
How do you secure the border when we've had these promises before? We've been promised over the decades, several administrations, that things are going to get done. It winds up not being funded and not followed up with.
Exactly, Steve. That's exactly right. That's why we tried to structure this border so that it gets done this time. What we've done is this. First, as far as having it paid, you guys have to go to break, or are you good?
We do, yeah. So hang on. Hold that thought. We'll come and walk through what's different about this one, because I think that's what Steve's right. That's a lot of the concern from the listeners. And your call's welcome, 800-228-0550 for Senator John Hoban. This is What's on Your Mind. We'll continue after the break.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's health and fitness club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Ha ha. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to email us, your questions, your comments for Senator John Hoeven are welcome this morning. And, Senator, before we hit the break, why is this time different? What's different about this round of securing our borders? What's going to happen? We've had these promises before.
Right. No, that's exactly it, and that's why we're working so hard to come up with an amendment to secure the border. What the amendment provides that we put forward is that there are five triggers that must be met before anyone can go to a green card or what's called lawful permanent resident status. The first is that you have a comprehensive strategic plan deployed on the southern border, and we've written that right into the amendments. $4.5 billion plan, comprehensive, includes everything from sensors to radars to towers, drones, helicopters, planes, all those things, so we can see and detect people trying to get across the border anywhere from Brownsville, Texas, all the way to San Diego, California. 20,000 more border agents. So we double the number of border agents that we put on the border. 700 miles of border fence, and then to not only strengthen the border, but to make sure if an illegal comes across, they can't get employment. Also, a mandatory national e-verify system to make sure that if you're illegal, you can't be hired. So you take away the incentive to come across illegally, as well as electronic entry and exit systems at all of our airports that have customs, so any international airport and seaport. All those conditions have to be met, and 10 years have to elapse before anyone can get a green card, and that's why, other than the Dreamers or these blue card ag workers, but otherwise no green cards for anybody until all those conditions have been met. And the money to do it, we put in a trust fund up front, so it's not about Congress appropriating this down the line. We put the money to do it in a trust fund, authorize and appropriate it up front.
We had a caller earlier from Ray who was countering something I said yesterday. My point was what you and Senator Rubio and the other handful of Republicans did by adding this to this particular bill and getting it in there was sort of have an insurance policy to say if this gets passed, because obviously they have the votes, they have the president's support, big push for this. If they get it, at least everything we want comes first. And of course, that's where, again, people don't buy it because they say, well, that was promised before and didn't happen. The caller from Ray said, but Scott, what Senator Hoeven did was now give them a 60 vote proof majority. There's now, if he and the others hadn't done this, they wouldn't have enough votes to get this passed, the filibuster proof of vote. What about that point that you helped, even though you're adding teeth to it, that I think, all the pro-border first folks would agree with you, say it's more likely overall it passes?
Two things, Scott. Number one, we never would have gotten what I just described. That wasn't in there. We weren't getting secure the border first. That's the big difference here. We wouldn't have had it. They still would have passed it because they had the votes to pass it, but we wouldn't have gotten any of what I just told you. That's number one. Number two, this still now has to go to the House. So we have another shot to make darn sure we secure the border first.
Let's get to the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 for Senator John Hoven. Norma in Windmere, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Norma, go ahead.
Hi, I just want to respond a little bit and remark about Senator Hoven's appearance today on your show, enjoying it very much. And I, for one, speak very highly of Senator Hoven and all his efforts that he's put forth. He was a remarkable governor and a remarkable senator. I'm a district chair in North Dakota, and I've worked with him on many occasions. He is always looking for what is best for overall. I think he's totally involved in the welfare of people of North Dakota and would only do what he thinks is right and proper for the most people. So I give him my vote of support, and I hope that people realize he's working hard for us, for North Dakota and for our country. That's all I have to say.
Well, thanks, Norma. I sure appreciate that. And you're a great example of why people all over this country love North Dakotans. And look, guys, I understand people have, you know, a whole wide variety of views on this thing, and it's complicated and challenging. But I just don't want anybody to be confused. I'm trying to secure the border first. That's what I'm doing. And that's what I'm going to continue to work on.
Norma, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. A full bank of calls. We're going to try and get to everybody quickly here. So if you just give a quick question or comment and then let the senator respond, that'd help us get to all these callers. Larry in North Fargo, you're next for the senator. Go ahead.
Well, let me take a deep breath to cool off after that last call. Senator, if Obamacare hasn't killed me come 2016, I will never vote for you again for anything. How stupid do you think we are? The law says they're supposed to secure the border. Twice it said that, and they haven't. What makes you think they're going to do it now?
All right, that's the question. We got the question, Larry. Let's let the senator answer. What's different
this
time?
That's exactly my point, Larry. The border is not secure now. It's not getting done. We've got to try to come up with a law that puts teeth into it and makes them do it. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Look, I don't support Obamacare at all. But the problem we've got right here with the border is we've got 11 million illegals, and they're continuing to come across. That's going to continue to happen unless we come up with tougher provisions to secure the border and make the administration do it. That's what I'm trying to do.
Thanks for the phone call, Larry. Todd in Beulah, what's on your mind today from
Toby,
the Senator?
Toby.
Or Toby. Toby.
Good morning, Senator Hoven.
Good morning, Toby.
I wanted to, if I were so bold as to quote Alfred E. Newman of Mad Magazine fame and say, when all is said and done, more is said than done, I think that very adequately addresses the issue question before our nation right now. And I want to thank you for not just talking about immigration, but doing something about it. And as you have pointed out this morning about securing the borders, which I think is about the number one priority when it comes to immigration. Once again, Senator, I think you're a credit to the great state of North Dakota, and I thank you for your leadership on this issue.
Well, thanks. And again, it is about trying to do something. This idea that we can just continue on where we are and something's going to change, it's not going to work. We've got 11 million illegals. They continue to come in. We've got to come up with a tougher law. We've got to come up with a way to secure the border. That's what I'm trying to do. And look, I respect everybody's opinions on this. I'm going to continue to try to work with our colleagues in the House to make this as tough as possible. But as you said, we've got to try to do something to fix the problem.
By the way, Paul Ryan said today it will not even be voted on in the House. What are you hearing about that?
I think they're going to come up with their measure, their provision, and then, like I say, we'll try to work together to come up with the best possible approach.
Do you expect them to have a vote in the House, though, on this?
To deal with the issue?
Yeah, I mean, they vote on immigration. No. He was kind of saying there won't even be a vote.
Well, the last I had heard from Boehner is that he did intend to try to address the issue. So we'll see.
Marcia in Bismarck for Senator John Hoven. You're next. Go ahead, Marcia.
It's on the air.
I think this is the first time I've heard any details that make sense. We are a family of immigration, and thank you, Senator Hovind. Keep up the good work and the leadership you've been doing for North Dakota.
Thank you very much.
And I think you've put your finger on one of the challenges here. There is so much information out there that is not accurate. And, of course, that's part of the reason I made sure to come on today, even though it's pretty busy right now. And we'll continue to have this dialogue, but we've got to get facts out there. I think there is a lot of misunderstanding.
Marcia, thanks for the phone call.
And all of us need to deal with the facts, not just what we think and where it's going. We got to help this leadership of John Hovind make it work. Thanks.
Thanks, Marcia.
Thank you, Marcia. Todd in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Say, I had heard on Fox that Napolitano was going to have some kind of a veto power over the border control. I'm wondering if that is in the bill or if it is not. And if it is in the bill, are you doing something to strike that out of the bill?
See, this is a great example of what we were just talking about with Marcia. In the bill, it requires 700 miles of border fence to be built. There must be 700 miles of fence built as one of the conditions before anyone gets green cards. But what some folks have done is they go to a later provision that says that DHS has some discretion to build it where it makes sense on the border. Now, remember, you got about a 2,000-mile border. You have to build 700 miles of fence. But you want to build it where it does the most good on that border. So the provision they're citing says that she has some discretion over exactly where it's built on that 2,000-mile border, but she still has to build the 700 miles. And so some are trying to say, oh, well, that means she doesn't have to build the 700 miles. Wrong. She has to build the 700 miles, but you want to build it on that border in the places where it'll do the most good.
So she doesn't have the power to stop it. It's about location, and that's actually in that little provision. It talks about location, but it's not whether to build or not.
Exactly, but see, this is the kind of, here's another example. Let me give you another example of how these things kind of get twisted around. We worked hard to make sure that illegal aliens get no benefits when they're in this provisional status for 10 years. They can't even apply for a green card. Even if you meet all the triggers sooner, they still can't apply for a green card for 10 years. And then they still, after that, would have to go to naturalization in order to be a citizen. And in that RPI status, we've worked very hard to make sure they get no benefits, okay? So that means no Obamacare. No Obamacare. So now some people come back and say, oh, well, gee, they're going to get hired sooner because they don't get Obamacare. Well, what do you want? You want us to say, oh, they can have Obamacare? Come on, guys. We're trying to solve a problem here, and you don't want them to have benefit. But that's what I'm saying. Here's another. Let me give you this example. CBO, Congressional Budget Office, says this bill will generate almost $1 trillion for deficit reduction because the illegals have to come forward. They have to pay a fine. They have to pay back taxes. $850 billion after paying for border protection. So after paying for all this border protection, this bill over the next 20 years generates $850 billion to help reduce the deficit. That's a good thing. So, again, now they'll talk about, well, budget points of order and all this kind of stuff. And, yeah, you have to adjust some things because we didn't have that revenue stream before. But that's a fact.
Appreciate the call, Todd, and we're not going to get to all the calls that wanted to weigh in, but obviously a good mix of folks on all sides of the issue. Senator, thanks for joining us on a busy day, and we'll stay in touch on this issue and others.
Guys, thanks. We'll talk more.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator John Hovind, our guest on What's On Your Mind. We'll take more of your calls after the break. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nested Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
All right, Steve, what do you say we go rapid fire into the callers here, shall we? Give them a few seconds each to get up on their soapbox here, and then we can check on the weather. National Weather Service going to join us to tell us about the crazy rainfall amounts last night.
Lots of rain.
Lots of calls waiting to weigh in here, and so we have a short segment here. We'll just get you all in quickly with a soapbox statement. 800-228-0550, and we'll start with Jeff in Fargo. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, just to let your viewers and callers know that page 30 of the immigration bill from Hovind states that the director of the Homeland Security, which is Janet Napolitano, has the discretion to put up or take down existing cameras on the border. Page 35, the discretion to put up fence or not put up fence. And we all know what's going to happen. Johnny Boy is a liar. He's a communist, just like Heitkamp and Kramer. They're selling this country down the road. Wake up, people. Have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Let's go to Scott and Bismarck. Scott, what's on your mind?
Scott and Bismarck. I don't see a Scott. Lynn. How about Lynn and Minnesota?
Lynn works.
Hello. Oh. My question or comment would be, if Mr. Hovind or Senator Hovind is confident that this is the bill for us, would he be willing to make a promise to resign from office and those that sign the bill if it isn't effective, if our borders aren't more secure? I think we could use Senator Hovind down on the border, working in some kind of business that would secure the border more effectively than maybe legislation.
All right, Lynn, we're going to get everybody a say in here. Leon Fargo, quickly, you're up.
Well, I just want to point out the fact that guys like Senator Hovind say things like, you know, the illegals will not be able to get welfare or any type of government assistance. But that is a lie on its face because they get it now. And there's nothing in this immigration bill that would effectively stop them from obtaining government benefits after this is passed. So just think about that in what everybody else is, what all of your other callers are saying, and take it on its face. It's political pandering. That's what it is. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's get back to the callers, and let's go to Chris in Fargo.
Yeah, Scott, I think one of the problems that a lot of conservatives like myself, although I'm not as ideological and dogmatic as some of the people that have been calling in, I'd like to see something done about the problem, but the big concern we have is in order to do something, you have to have an honest and willing partner on the other side. And we all know that's not what we have. I heard Hovind's response on the comment about whether or not Napolitano can build fence or not build fence, but she has to build it, but it's just she gets to the side where you know that they'll slow walk that. They won't do stuff. You can't make them do it. You could take them to court, but we've seen all of these other issues where that happens. If you have to admire the Democrats and the liberals for one thing, that is they will always, always continue on their path. They'll go back to the well so many times. If all they get is a sip this time, they'll go back again to get a cup, then a gallon, and then the whole well. And they won't stop. And, you know, you can try to do stuff, but when you have an unwilling and dishonest partner, it's pretty hard to do.
All right, we're going to take one more here, and then we have the National Weather Service to tell us about the weather. By the way, Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour for a talk radio town hall. So full chance to get in here. We'll take in the pulse of the plains here. Let's go to Mark in Grand Forks. Mark, your take quickly.
I would have liked to gotten Mr. Hovind's response to this, but just one more pile on here from the conservative side. They're not enforcing anything from the Border Patrol. So I called last week and mentioned that people in the white and green trucks that are driving around have got orders from the top not to question or stop any illegals.
We've heard that before. Let's ask Kevin about that. We'll ask him about that. Mark, appreciate the call very much. Bill Barrett is here, a meteorologist technician with the National Weather Service. Crazy night of rain in western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota last night. Bill, where's the top prize go to from last night, rain-wise?
Well, Scott, I think it's going to be Wolverton, actually, across the border there over there in Minnesota, I believe. We did get a report of about 9 inches of rain right in that community there. But, you know, there was plenty to go around for us, too, anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. Essentially, North Fargo, I have a report of 4.6, and the Edgewood area, just a shade over 4. Southeast Moorhead, though, 1.6. You see, and this points out the nature of convection. You know, in storms like this, that you can go just a few miles and have several inches of difference, you know, in the precip amounts, and that's always tough to forecast.
Bill, what kind of a timetable was that? How much rain fell in what period of time?
Well, it looks like the time frame would have been anywhere from maybe 2 to 2.5 hours to get all that rain, for the most part, because these were storms that actually came through moving very slowly to begin with, and they started building back, you know, over the same areas, which often can happen with this kind of a weather scenario, especially this time of year. We're heading into late June. I mean, this is kind of a peak for our precip for the year. Not that that would always happen exactly at this time, but we're just kind of, you know, tuning into it. So, not too long of a period of time between, say, 2, 2.5, 3 hours to get 4 to 6 inches. Certainly would exceed anything that we would call flash flood guidance. That's why, of course, the warnings went out. Streets are flooded. And, you know, luckily we do have 2 or 3 dry days coming up, though, so at least we're not going to pile on with this, you know, with anything new in at least the immediate future.
All right, that's what I was going to ask you next. So the outlook here is to settle down here a little bit on the thunderstorms?
I think so. I mean, we just have a slight chance, maybe an isolated storm coming through this afternoon. It will be starting to turn breezy, the wind shifting into the northwest, though, so more of what is normally a fair weather wind direction for us, and this time it is going to be. It'll be on the breezy side the next day or two, but, you know, sunny, warm, and dry pretty much is going to be the story. Aside from an isolated thunderstorm maybe this afternoon in a couple of spots. We should be in the clear, as I say. At least
sounds good. No, no deluge. That's good. Bill Barrett, meteorologist for the National Weather Service, Grand Forks. Thanks for the update on an active weather night last night with a lot of rain in a short period of time. Steve Bachman and I back with more of What's on Your Mind and the Talk Radio Town Hall of Kevin Kramer taking your call. Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott to get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.